comes out.
Did you ever hear it called a goozle?
Yes, I nearly said that.
What?
A goozle.
Is that the same as the Adam's apple?
Yes, yes.
And the dentist looks at your
teeth,
and he fills a cavity in one
tooth,
and the flesh around the teeth.
Gums.
And this part of your hand.
Palm.
And he doubled up both his
fists.
And he shook his
fist.
Any place where you've bend is called a... Or...
Joint.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of a man's body is his...
Torso.
Or... With a C. With a C-H. His...
Chest.
Mm-hmm. And his...
Shoulders.
And you have two...
Hands.
And one...
Hand.
And this is your...
Leg.
And you have two...
Feet.
And one...
Foot.
The front part of your leg is your... You bruise easily. You say, I bruised my...
Leg.
No, this front part.
I don't know.
Do you know the word shin or shank?
Yeah, shin.
Okay. And if you got down like this, you're getting down on your... This part.
Feet.
Okay, any other term for that?
That's fine. Rear.
How about haunches or hunkers?
I've heard haunches.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say when you're getting down like that? Well, how do you describe that?
Just say I'm getting down.
Would you say stoop or squat or
yeah,
what?
Both. Stoop or squat.
Would you ever say hunker down?
No.
Okay. If a man had been sick, he's up and about now, but he still looks a little bit...
Peaky.
Mm-hmm. And if he's the opposite, really, he can lift heavy weights, you say he's big and...
Robust.
Or?
Healthy.
Or? He has a lot of strength. He's...
Strong.
Would you ever use stout to mean strong?
Stout to me means so. Fat. Mm-hmm. Big.
Does it ever mean butter that's turning bad?
Not to me.
Okay. Somebody who's easy to get along with, always smiling.
Agreeable.
All right. A boy who can't walk through a room without falling over everything.
Clumsy.
Yeah. A person who does things that don't make any sense. He's just plain
crazy.
Or he's a plain... He's a... A noun. He's a... Would you ever call anybody a fool?
Yes, but no, I know I wouldn't. I don't like that word.
What word?
Fool.
Why would you not use the word?
I just don't like it. I think you could just say something nicer than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A fool means something bad to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody will never spend a penny, you say he's
a... Stingy.
Or he's a...
Miser.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Let's see. If you called a person common, what would you mean?
Not very smart.
Mm-hmm. So it's an insult?
Yeah.
Suppose you said a girl was common.
Well, you might be talking about her morals.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How do you say the word?
Common.
Okay. If an old man can still get around and do all his work, you say he's still mighty...
Spry.
Mm-hmm. Then, if the children were out later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
Worried.
Or...
Upset.
Or the opposite of easy is...
Uneasy.
Mm-hmm. A child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
Afraid.
And, a person who gets afraid easily is...
Scared.
Or a dark place like a graveyard is a what kind of place?
Scary place.
Huh? There's the song about the old gray mare. She ain't what
she used to be.
Mm-hmm. What's the opposite of used to be? She is afraid now, but she...
Wasn't.
Or using... Can you get used to be in there somewhere? She means she wasn't. She used not to be, or usedn't to be, or didn't used
to be? Used not to be.
All right. If somebody leaves a lot of money on the table and then leaves the door unlocked, he's mighty...
Careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Crazy.
Or?
Forgetful.
Or? Meaning odd. She acts kind of...
Funny.
Would you ever say queer?
Yeah.
To mean odd?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you say it?
Queer.
Would you ever say he is a queer?